can be or anything.
You liar, a dark rider on fire. I believe in your power.
This is 91.5 WMFO, Memphis Trust, Freeform Radio. I'm Sebastian, and I'm here with Charlie.
Charlie.
What's up? It's my first day back in Medford.
It's
Charlie's
second day.
Yeah. We picked up this sub slot last minute, like literally a few hours ago, because I reached out to him and was like, we should sub this week. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, all right. And then I saw a sub for today at 6 p.m., so I was like, all right, let's do it. So here we are, and we have not planned what we're going to play whatsoever, keeping it free form, of course. So that last song was Jesse by Geese. Charlie, do you want to talk about Geese, since you know more about them than I do?
Well, you just told me that story about it. Here, you start.
Fine, I'll start. So I chose that song. I put it on because... I saw this band Geese last month in Pickathon. It's this music festival in the woods in Oregon. I'm from Portland, Oregon. And they have lots of outdoor stages. It's on this farm property. And I saw this band called Geese at this stage called the Galaxy Barn. It's an indoor venue, really tight, packed, very intimate space. And we saw Geese, and it was a crazy show. It was very, very rowdy. Lots of moshing. I really did not know what I was getting myself into. It was very loud. Lots of crowd surfing. Lots of pushing and shoving. I think I saw a girl have a seizure. Like, I'm not even joking. It was a lot. But I enjoyed it. It was really fun. That was generally not the vibe I was getting from Pickathon. Like, the other shows I saw were very different. But it was good to have a little bit of moshing. You know, a little moshing never hurt anybody, you know?
Except that one girl.
But yeah, this song, Jesse, I don't remember if they played it, but it's a song that me and Charlie actually played on the radio a long time ago, last year sometime, because Charlie knows this band. So Charlie, why don't you tell us a little more about Geese?
I went to school with... I think two of the members, maybe more. I think it was only two. I don't really remember them. They were a few years ahead of me, but yeah, I went to school with them. And I saw one of them at my brother's graduation, and I was too nervous to say anything. I was trying to get the strength up to go over and talk to talk to them, but yeah, no, it didn't happen. Anyway, but yeah, it was like a big deal when they got bigger, and I don't want to say I've been there for the whole way supporting.
He's
them.
The day one, guys. He's the day one. He's known them since they were.
I do know them.
Since they were just getting their feet in the ground. But yeah, that was Jesse by Geese. And I guess since I played that song from some memory early in the summer, I'll just continue down that path and play another song that I listened to a good amount this summer. This one's called Satellite of Love by Lou Reed from Transformer. It was a good song for just strolling around in a sunny day, a sunny summer day. Just that kind of song. So, Satellite of Love.
Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. You've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. It for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love.
Satellite. To a world of pits, and if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this, the mother is a jerk, excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a base set, cause Schumer should have raced it in a first wave, cause second wave from believers, and believers will walk to it then even talk to it and say, nah, can't have none of that. Tell him what to say, Mace. Once clothes made for Oshkosh has converted to nothing but stonewash. Now hopping in a barrel is a barrel of fun, but don't hop in if you wanna be down, son, cause down can mean down and out is an action. What does it lead to? Dum, 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 dum. People say, what have I done for all my years? My tears show my hard-earned work. I heard shoving is worse than pushing, but I'd rather know a shover than a pusher, cause a pusher's a jerk. Side with a rod of insanity. Is it a chant that slant the soul to feel for it? I know it's the border that flaunts the order to kill for it. Standing, scheming on a young one, picking this time eight balls for a cool, cool player. Racked it all, tried to break, missed two, got beat by the boy in blue. Next day you're out by the spot once more, looking hard for a crack in the hole. I asked what's the fix for the ill stuff. Word to the D-Ro, the answer should have been no. Run me a score from the funky 4+ one more. Rewind that back. This is the age for a new stage of fiend. Watch how the zombie scream, Mr. Crack. Plain as plain, it should have slain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart. Now the bass claims shop over every part.
Alright, Charlie, so...
We almost missed that.
Those were two of your songs, so what do you have to say? What do you have to say about those two songs?
I'm not ready. Put me on the spot. I don't know.
First we heard When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin.
That's one of those songs that... I always find... I don't know if it's a cover. I always listen to songs by artists that are covers that I don't realize are covers. I'm like, wow, this is such... so genius of this person to make, and then I realized they just never made it. This is, I realize it's not, like, fully written by Led Zeppelin. It's actually, like a blues, it's from, like, a blues song, but the blues song sounds, like, totally different. And when you look at, like, who wrote it, they say, like, it's co-written by Led Zeppelin. So I guess I do give him credit for this one, but it just reminded me about that kind of thing.
This song was also sampled on Rhymin' and Stealin' by the Beastie Boys, if you didn't know. They just sampled, like, the drum breaks at the start. 1986, Licensed to Ill. Pretty good song. Classic Beastie Boys stuff. And then after that, we heard Say No Go by De La Soul.
Yeah, just a cool song. I don't have anything to say about it.
Yeah, it's from a great album, 3 Feet High and Rising, 1989. I, like, took an 80s music history class. I mean, that was, like, one of the last albums we listened to. I don't remember exactly what we covered in terms of the album. Lots of skits on that album. Have you listened to the whole thing?
I think I have. It took me a while to get through it, and I wasn't really fully paying
attention.
Yeah,
the skits kind of make it hard to get through sometimes because they're a little bit distracting.
I remember there's the like the game show.
They have the whole game show.
I was trying to follow that, but I kept losing.
It's a little bit hard to follow at times. That song was also in this. We were talking about this movie called Civil War. It's like an A24 movie that came out earlier this year, and I remember that song being in Civil War. Not exactly. I mean, it was all right. It has who's the guy who plays Todd in Breaking Bad? You know that guy?
Yeah. That guy.
I don't remember his name, but he's in that movie, and he plays like the most evil character I've ever seen. He like, I don't know, like shoots some civilian or something. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But Civil War was an interesting movie. But it's interesting. I was kind of happy that Charlie played that song because it's actually from. I have it on my summer playlist. There's lots of like kind of like 90s hip hop like that on my summer playlist, and I, in honor of that, I want to play another De La Soul song from their album that came right after this one. It's called De La Soul Is Dead. And so something interesting actually from the 3 Feet High and Rising album is that like they have this whole kind of like the album cover has like the members and they're all like have a bunch of like flowers around them, and it's kind of like a hippie type of artwork, and they kind of got like thrown into all these like labels, like they're kind of like this kind of like playful like hippie like hip-hop band, and they hated that like being categorized that way. So their next album, De La Soul Is Dead, has a picture of a spilled and broken flower pot that was a response to like it was kind of like backlash towards that sort of like image that they got.
It is playful. It's so silly though.
Yeah. So De La Soul Is Dead, this song is called A Roller Skating Jam. It's also on my summer playlist. So
is this one like playful and silly, or is that the point that it's not?
It's a pretty fun song. It's also got Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest on it. I love this song.
So they're not really dead, they're just claiming they're dead.
They're just in their grave.
We'll see if they're dead.
I guess. Yeah. A roller skating jam game named Saturdays by De La Soul.
Now as you pump your fists, I reminisce to a bounce rock skate low fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle, cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, Luca just walked in. Mr. Sprinkler, wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With a yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear, rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track, grab your roller skates, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity doo, now let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Spill on the bottom of wave, but it's okay, ha, it's a Saturday. Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight. Forget about your worries and you will be alright. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday,
Right, so you just heard Heaven and Hell by L. Michael's Affair. I was talking to Charlie about this song. It's taken off this album. Well, first of all, L. Michael's Affair is, they're kind of like, I don't even know. I want to look at their Spotify bio. I want to call them jazz, but I don't know if that's totally accurate. It says,
jazzy.
Here's the first line from their Spotify bio. L. Michael's Affair is an instrumental soul group led by producer and multi-instrumentalist Leon Michaels. So I guess it's really instrumental soul. So yeah, instrumental soul. That was Heaven and Hell, and it's actually a cover of the Wu-Tang Clan song Heaven and Hell, and it's taken off this album called Enter the 37th Chamber. That is just a cover of a bunch of classic Wu-Tang Clan songs. Like, it has a cover of Duel the Iron Mikes, Cream, Glaciers of Ice, Heaven and Hell, Shimmy Shimmy Ya, like, lots and lots of good stuff. It's great. It's really cool. It's totally cool, like, just on its own. Like, if you play me one of the songs of this album without telling me it was Wu-Tang Clan, I might not be able to necessarily recognize it. So, super cool. But speaking of which,
I have something.
Or this is totally off topic, actually. Yeah, I don't know why I said that.
I was about to cut you off. I have something that's.
So Charlie has something important to say.
I'm really passionate about this topic, by the way.
All right, Charlie, what do you have to say?
Space heaters. You know about space heaters?
I do not know about space heaters.
Space heaters, they can be.
Oh, space heaters. Space that's heaters. What I get. Space eaters.
No, space heaters.
I had no idea what you were talking about for a second.
Space heaters. Heaters, not eaters. They can be very effective as a form of supplemental heating.
Is
allowing
that so?
Allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Charlie. I know you're always looking out for our safety, so...
Yeah. Even in the summer, I can't stop thinking about space heaters.
Yeah, you never know. Never know. Sometimes I just turn on my space heater for no reason.
I'm really excited.
In the middle of the summer.
I'm really excited when it gets cold enough that I can whip out my... safely, though, whip out my space heater.
Anyway. Space heaters aside, Charlie has two more songs he's going to play for us. So, Charlie, do you want to introduce this first one? I know it's from Claro's new album.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I actually haven't listened to it, so I'll let you do the talking.
I love this new album. Well, I don't even... You picked the song, even though
He was like, well, I want to play something from the new Claro album. I was like, okay, what song? And he couldn't pick, so I was like, all right, well, I'll just go and I'll pick the one with the most interesting name. So I looked at it, and I thought that Glory of the Snow, that's a pretty cool name. So that's why we chose that song.
Actually, I don't want to say anything about it.
You don't want to say anything about it?
We're just
going to go in blind.
Yeah.
All right, well, bear with us here. We're going in blind. Glory of the Snow by Claro.
Dust the windows.
All right. So, since that was my first time hearing this song, and as a matter of fact, that was my first time hearing anything from the Nuclear album, I feel obligated to give my thoughts and do a quick review. I enjoyed that. I don't really listen to much Claro at all. Let me think. I know, like, I'm familiar with, like, her really early stuff. Like, yeah, Flaming Hot Cheetos and, like, Pretty Girl. That's, like, that's the main Claro that I'm familiar with. I haven't listened to Immunity, her album, before. Or actually, no, I haven't listened to Immunity or Sling or Charm, which is her new album. So I'm really not a dedicated Claro fan by any means. But I did enjoy that. I thought the drums were good. And I thought it was just a mellow song. It was a good vibe. I would listen to it again. Maybe even listen to the whole album if I'm feeling bold.
You should. I've always been a Claro fan. Like, not like a, not hardcore.
Not a stan. All.
Not a stan.
Just a fan,
I would say. But this new album, I love this new album. I love it.
I'm looking at the label right now, and I guess the label it's released on is also called Claro. I thought that was kind of funny. So maybe, I guess she probably released it like independently or something. Let's see. Claro
pure
Records.
Indie.
Wow.
Pure indie.
Okay. So that was a song from Claro's new album. And Charlie has a song by Big Star. I like this band. I'm not like super familiar with a lot of stuff. Let me see. I want to look up what songs I have saved for them. I know like 13. You know that song?
No.
You haven't heard 13?
Maybe
we have to play it after this song, because that's like a classic.
This I kind of feel bad for choosing this song now, because I have to say that I don't really like Big Star. I only chose this song.
So why did you choose this song then?
Because it's the one song I do like, and I didn't. I listened to it, Radio City, and I listened. This is the first track on Radio City, and I listened to the song, and I love the song. And I'm like, wow, this is gonna be a great album. And then I don't know. I just didn't really like the rest of the album.
Yeah.
I think it's just the style. I just don't like the style.
Well, 13 is a pretty... It's a pretty popular song. I mean, it's nothing, like, huge, but it's definitely their biggest hit. There's, like, an Elliott Smith cover of it that's pretty good that I like. Honestly, might like the Elliott Smith cover more. I, personally, am not the biggest fan of Big Star either, but I have
to... Why did you get so aggressive on it?
Well, I was just like, why are you putting on a song that you don't, or I guess you like this song, but you just don't like the band.
No, yeah.
But that's 13 is kind of like generally considered to be a classic. I feel like I also took a 70s music history class, and that was on the the playlist.
How
of
many
the, all
decades
the,
of music history have you taken?
Only two, on? Only two. 70s and 80s. I would have taken the 90s one, but I graduated before they got to it, so it was a shame. I would have really been interested in the 90s music history class, but 13, I'm sorry for going on this tangent about Big Star, but now that we're already in the midst of it, so I'm gonna finish what I started. 13, their most popular song, kind of widely considered to be a classic. I don't love the vocalist. I don't know his name.
I agree.
It's Alex Chilton. I think that's his name. I know his name because there's a song by The Replacements that's named, like, in his honor, called Alex Chilton by The Replacements. And I love that song. I'm not such a big fan of Big Star, though, but they're very influential. 13. His voice is just, like, a little bit too, like, awkward sounding to me. Like, he really, like, at 13 is this, like, song about, like, kind of like a very early, like, adolescent love. It's like, won't you, like, walk with me to the park or something? Like, I don't want to sing it. But his voice is, like, it sounds just, like, so, like, prepubescent and awkward.
It does.
And I just can't stand it. I can't stand it. He does it, maybe he's just doing it too well. Maybe it just, like, hits home too hard, you know? I'm having flashbacks to my 13-year-old romance. but, yeah, so Big Star, Oh My Soul. I actually haven't heard this song, but I know one other song off this album called September Girls. Anyways, we've gone very far off topic, so let's just get right into it. Yeah, we're just talking about this band we don't even like, Big Star. So this is Oh My Soul by Big Star from Radio City. Yeah, let's...
Sorry, Big Star fans.
Sorry to all the Big Star fans that are tuned in right now. We don't want to hurt your feelings. We're just being honest. So... Oh My Soul, let's run it. Mm-hmm. Excuse our little DIY bleep we had to do there because
we caught it.
Right. We caught it quick, and we made sure there was no profanity outside of Safe Harbor hours on WMFO. So don't come after us. We did the right thing.
Speaking of which, soon it will be time for new WMFOers.
Yeah, we're looking forward to
new,
that.
Training.
This is our second year on the radio. It's actually I subbed a little bit the first semester, but I never had my show until my spring semester of last year. So I think it's a good time for us to give ourselves
to
a free shout-out.
The rules a little bit.
Yeah, why don't you get into it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're, especially if you're a freshman and you're interested in doing the radio.
Do it.
Do it.
Just do it.
You probably aren't listening right now. If you don't know about the radio yet, but...
To all the freshmen out there,
yeah.
Do it.
We'll be at the, if you didn't already, me and Sebastian are on the operations team here at WFO.
Ops assistants. With the ops director, Charlie Ewald. Shout out to him.
Charlie Ewald. There'll be a, what day is the fair?
I don't know.
Someone
I'm
knows.
Just going to be honest, I don't know.
The club fair.
Yep.
They'll be there, and then the GIM is next week, even if you... aren't committed, totally come. Check it out.
Do it.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
It's just fun playing
on the radio.
Great space. That's honestly why I do it. The space is so awesome.
Yeah. So, in case you guys didn't know, me and Charlie both have our own shows. We like to do subs together every once in a while, though. So my show is To Whom It May Concern, time TBD, but I will be on this semester, so keep your eye out. And Charlie?
I think I'm going to make a new show. I don't even know.
You're going to make a new show?
Yeah, why not?
He's starting from scratch. last semester or last year, he was off the hook, but it might be time to change things up. So keep your eyes peeled for our shows. We will be on, I don't know when the fall schedule starts, but soon enough. We're running out of time here. We got 4 minutes left. So I don't know. I've ran out of my queue has been run to the bottom. So I'm going to let Charlie here pick some songs before we get off the air. So what do you got for us, Charlie?
How about, I don't even know. You're putting me on the spot.
No pressure.
Okay. Here's this is a George Harrison song that I've liked a lot this summer.
Which song?
Give Me Love.
Oh yeah. Classic. Give Me Love by George Harrison. And that's probably going to be the last song we play. So you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO with Charlie and Sebastian. And you will see us. Maybe we'll sub before the new schedule starts. But if not, catch us on To Whom It May Concern or Off the Hook / New Name TBD. Yeah. So this is our last song, Give Me Love by George Harrison. Let's play it.
Son.